My name is Jeffrey Hoagland, and I am running for Chapel Hill Town Council. I'm mainly running on trying to improve the parking efficiency in downtown and to try to reallocate funds that we had for the light rail that was supposed to go to Durham and try to reallocate that to go south of RTP and possibly to the zoo if we could. Because I've ran numbers on that, and it actually would cost about the same to run it from Chapel Hill to the Ashboro Zoo as it did for running from Chapel Hill to Duke. I moved here about 8 years ago to the area for work. Most of the things I do around the community is I like to just, on my days off, walk around. I'm not really part of any group in the community. I just have a lot of my friends who work in the downtown area, and I'm trying my best to try to help them, especially in the last few years where it's gotten just really bad with the amount of people just being in the downtown and a lot of places having to close, like the old Cat bookstore that used to be there, the comic book shop. Those have all closed, and I was just doing math on it, looking at it for the reasons for it. And in 2016, when the parking rate was 50 cents, the actual parking efficiency, because they included tickets from game sales, was at 153% of the total amount. And then when they raised it to a dollar, it dropped to 73%. And when they raised it to $1.50 back in 2018, it dropped to 37.5%. And another weird thing looking at those numbers, I actually wrote down how many parking spaces they added into those years. And from 17 to 18, they added about 300 spaces, but parking revenue dropped by about $50,000 that year. So I'm also kind of questioning them adding this extra parking deck, where it's not going to matter if they add another 1,000 spaces if no one's parking in it right now with the spots we have. Either because if we do get more spots, that would be great if we can actually get the parking efficiency back up to where it was in 2016 levels. But the problem is, when you have to pay money to go downtown to spend your money, people don't necessarily want to do that unless there's something else added there or something else to do. Like, they do it for game days because they pay that $20 to park all day to go see the football game or to go see the basketball game. But on a normal day-to-day thing, there's nothing there to do anymore. There's not like a small shop to go to or just a place to hang out at. And by doing simple changes, that it will help the businesses in downtown instead of trying to bring in new ones. Because when I was growing up in Wilmington, when I was in high school, I tried to be more active then. I would go to the town hall meetings for stuff and learn from them at it. And this is mirroring what they did back in 2003 and 4 in Wilmington, which resulted in the Wilmington Riverfront losing all of their small businesses there. And it was Chandler's Wharf and Cotton Exchange that have all closed down and gone. And now they've bulldozed all those, and they're a bunch of condominiums now. So the entire just lifestyle, or just the whole vibe of the downtown Wilmington, has changed drastically from that. And I don't think that's a good thing to do if you want to keep a small town feel